This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Sheila is with us, medical doctor. Last week I called a telephone number, and I'll give you that number. You can call the same number I called, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. That was a number that I dialed to set up my appointment with Dr. Sheila for the past life regression study. So if you'd like to, and you'd like to meet Dr. Sheila in person, which will be a real treat class, I suggest you try that. And I'm pretty darn sure you'll be impressed. And it'll be one of life's most memorable moments. And I'm very serious about that. I think you will really enjoy this. It's absolutely free. There's no hidden cost, no hidden agenda. And Dr. Sheila delineated exactly how this is going to be. So you'll spend an hour with him, and it'll be just the two of you.
By the way, if it's a woman, I do have another woman sit in with me, but since they are in a light trance, I want them to feel safe. So I have one of the staff women just sit in so they feel protected going into a trance.
That's really kind of you, Dr. Sheila, and when I was teaching young people at the high school level, I made sure that I was never alone with any student. Never alone with a student. For everyone's feeling of comfort. Okay, that's what I did.
I figure a man would always feel safe. They could be held out of me easily. I mean, I don't do anything abnormal, but I want people to feel safe.
Yeah, there you go, class. Type 2 diabetes, Dr.
Yes.
I was talking with this farmer friend, and he told me he got a stroke, and it affected his hand and his arm, his right arm and hand. What are your thoughts about it? Can some of this be reversed? What do we do?
Now, the reversal of that part of it almost certainly would require a gamma PEMF device. But to control the diabetes without drugs, and I do it all the time, of course, at the top of the list is no wheat, no rice, no potato, no sugar. But in addition, to bring the blood sugar under control, there are a number of natural substances. At the top of my list is Gymnema, G-Y-M-N-E-M-A, Sylvestra, S-Y-L-V-E-S-T-R-E. 40 milligrams, because I give them 2 to 3 times a day. And if they still need more help, I give them fenugreek, F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K, 1,200 milligrams, 2 a day. If they still need trouble, I give them berberine, 600 milligrams once or twice a day. But those herbs will control the blood sugar infinitely safer and better than any drug in the world. And, by the way, I also always add chromium. The pancreas needs chromium. You can get it either as trichromium or chromium picolinate, or you can take a teaspoon or two of cinnamon a day. All of those things help to bring the diabetes under control.
All right. Now, once it's under control, Dr. Sheila, is there a maintenance regimen? Is it the same? Is it different? Is the problem fixed?
Once it's under control, you may reduce, especially the Gymnema, but it's safe pretty much to take the fenugreek and the berberine forever. but we don't want to lower the blood sugar too much, you know, so you still modify perhaps the daily intake of Gymnema. But the chromium and the other things, yes, you can stay on those forever.
Okay. Dr. Shilley, have you found that when you give this advice and counsel to someone who is a diabetic, who is taking insulin injections, do they jump on it and go, wow, what a great idea. All I have to do is change, take the white out of my diet, meaning the wheat, the rice, the potatoes, the sugar, etc., and that's all I have to do, and take some supplements, and I don't have to stick myself with an insulin injection? Or do they say, well, that's a lot of work. I really like toast. I really like bread.
Well, interesting. Actually, the percentage of people on insulin with type 2 diabetes, adult onset, is pretty low. Even the medical profession doesn't ordinarily, although occasionally I do, but I can get them off insulin or off whatever sugar-controlling drug they're using with these herbs.
What does insulin do, Dr. Shilley? When someone injects insulin, what does it do?
Well, it lowers blood sugar. It is your natural pancreatic-produced way to keep your blood sugar normal. Ordinarily, in a person who doesn't have diabetes, you're still producing insulin in modest amounts, but you don't produce enough to cause trouble. If your blood sugar gets down to 70 or below, you can be in trouble with that. You want it somewhere between 80 and 99.
The blood sugar. When you talk about white bread, we all know what that is. But is that different on your list of what not to eat? Is that different from pumpernickel and rye bread?
Well, today I don't like any bread whatsoever because wheat is loaded with Roundup. Wheat gets a double or triple dose of Roundup, whereas all the other crops on your farm and everywhere else only get it to some extent out of the rain. But wheat is purposefully Roundup up the gazoo. I haven't eaten bread in almost 16 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that means no hamburger rolls, no hot dog rolls. No soft tacos.
Now, you can get gluten-free if you've got to have bread. Canyon Bakery makes a very good-tasting whole grain bread, but without wheat.
Have you heard that the president of Mexico just announced that they will not accept in a few years Roundup products imported?
I congratulate him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and that was my exact reaction. Good for him, but yet the American farmers are furious with him, and the American farmers. And I am an American farmer, class. I think the American farmers have it all backwards. They don't need to be furious with the president of Mexico for banning Roundup.
They need to join him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If they've got an IQ of 90 or above, they should know better.
Right. And if they want to get mad at someone or angry with someone, the president of Mexico, who is doing the right thing, protecting his people in his country from chemical warfare, from Bayer / Monsanto, which was Monsanto at first, with Roundup, glyphosate. They need to focus on who.
I call it.
Yeah. So who was the big cheerleader to protect Monsanto? Well, that'd be Senator Roy Blunt from the corrupt state of Missouri. So if they want to be angry with someone, it should not be directed at the presidency of Mexico. It should be directed at U.S. Congress. That's who it should be directed at. Specifically with a Missouri senator, the guy who protected and accepted campaign donations from Monsanto. There's no way anyone would be able to convince me that a campaign contribution has no link to voting of bills
or
becoming
the world.
There's no way that I could be convinced that giving a senator $70,000 does not influence how that senator votes. There's no way that there can be no influence based on that money. That's bribery in my book. That's how I see it. And these are my opinions, class. So I feel terrible for this young lady who woke up blind. But, you know, in reality, she could have eaten less, right? I mean,
right.
How does someone get to be 500 pounds, Dr. Shilley? Does it just happen, or does it take, you know, years and years and years of just pizza?
Well, it usually takes some years, yes. I mean, although people can gain 50 to 100 pounds in a year, but not in, they can gain up to 500 in a year. It's a lifelong thing. Look, I have a sister who was fat from age 2 1/2 until she died at 58 of complications of diabetes. And nobody could ever tell her, you know, to correct her eating.
Well, Dr. Shilley, knowing you, I can't imagine, you know, getting together for Thanksgiving and Easter and Christmas and et cetera and seeing the family, that you wouldn't say, sis, look.
Well, I did. However, I want you to know, she blamed me for her obesity. She was 2 1/2 years old when I was born. My mother had hyperthyroidism. My mother weighed 75 pounds when I was born. So my mother was preoccupied, you know, frail, taking care of a new baby, and my sister felt neglected and got fat. And she never forgave my sister or me, my mother or me.
You know, I'm thinking about,
you know,
what
I could have told her what to do, but she wouldn't listen to me, of course.
You know, I can understand exactly what you're saying, because the reason I had the expos and the reason I'm on the radio is because to a large extent, I couldn't get my family, I'm not talking about my immediate family, I'm talking about my extended family, to prepare for anything. You know, kind of like, hey, watch it. You know, if it's on sale, why don't you buy a few extra cans of beans and you just have them, you know, put them in the basement. And, you know, if there's a food problem, you can always have those cans of beans. And the response was, well, if it gets bad, we'll just go out and eat. So I had this expo, you know, to get my family to, they certainly wouldn't listen to me because, you know, I'm related to them or, you know, through marriage. But maybe they'd listen to other people who say the same thing. And that was my thought. And, of course, nobody, not one person in my family came to the expo. Not one. I mean, you know, our boys did, and my wife did. That was it. And my mom, but that was it. I was looking at my son, and he had a short-sleeved shirt on. He took a ride in my truck, and he was out there for a couple hours, you know, test-driving it and having fun with this, you know, this truck. And his arms are two different colors now. His left arm, well, the air conditioning quit, and I've got to find the leak and recharge it. But his left arm was you know, in the sun, and his right arm was protected by the, you know, the roof of this little truck. And so he was sunburned for just being in the truck with one arm. And that relates to something I wanted to tell the class about, what I have noticed and I have proven now is happening regarding the sun and the sun's rays. So when we come back, I'll share this with Dr. Shilley and the rest of the class. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy with us, medical doctor. And Dr. Shealy, I know that you use math a lot in your practice, and you're interested in statistics and things like that.
Oh, yes.
Here's what I mentioned this last week. So you saw our solar array. You've actually been here. You looked at the battery bank and the inverter and the charge controllers and the solar panels and the wiring, et cetera. You saw all that. Well,
yes.
We've had this for over 5 years. And it's been humming along just fine. All of a sudden, within the last several weeks, the circuit breakers would trip on the charge controllers. What I'm saying is, it appeared that more current was going into our solar panels than ever before. And the circuit breakers, which were sized appropriately for the charge controllers to protect them, were at 60 amps DC current. And that's the charge controls. We had two of them. One of them is 60 amps, and the other is 60 amps. They're both protected by circuit breakers. And the circuit breakers were tripping. And they were tripping in weather that, was, I would say, overcast. I thought, what in the heck is going on? This has never happened before. Is it a bad breaker? So I swapped the breakers, and they kept tripping. So I bought two new breakers. I had a spare charge controller. And I decided to separate, divide up the solar panels that we had, take some of them off one of the charge controllers and put them on a new charge controller that we added. So now all three charge controllers are the same, but now the solar array can handle 60 plus 60 plus 60 amps or 180 amps, which is a lot. Well, I just checked And this relates to my son having one of his arms burned by the sun in just a couple hours. Well, I checked the solar output. Now, I'll tell you what these numbers are, class. These are accurate numbers from today. So at 9 o'clock this morning, just as the broadcast was beginning, our solar system was generating 3,000 watts of electricity. 3,000 watts is a lot. If you have a solar system, 3,000 watts is a lot. That was at 9 o'clock in the morning when the sun hasn't even hit the solar panels very well yet. At 10 o'clock, it was 5,000 watts. Never happened before. It never happened at 9 o'clock, 3,000 watts. At 10 o'clock, never had 5,000 watts. And just a couple minutes ago, about 6 minutes ago, I ran out and checked the solar system, and it's generating 5,500 watts. Never has it done that. Now, the breakers haven't tripped because I spread the load out over three sets of breakers rather than two sets of breakers and three charge controls. What I'm saying, Dr. Sheely, is since we have stopped spraying the skies with the chemtrails, and since air pollution is down from fewer flights and fewer people driving and fewer destruction of the planet, especially in the United States, with energy consumption, the sun is stronger. Have you had any experiences like this?
Well, that's interesting. I have not, and I don't have solar panels. And I don't have any way of measuring the output that you're talking about. But I, you know, on the weekend, for instance, I could spend up to 2 hours out in the sun with no shirt on, and I haven't gotten burned. But I don't sunburn. You'd have to, I maybe in the tropics I would sunburn, but here I could stay out all day and I won't sunburn.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm saying, based on my experience looking at just, you know, a little bit of evidence with our sun getting sunburned in 2 hours, and the solar meters telling me that we're generating, you know, record amount of electricity, I'm thinking that this is 25 to 33% or so more than ever before. The system hasn't changed. The batteries haven't changed. The only thing that's changed is the occlusion of the solar arrays has become reduced, in my opinion. And I'm anxious to see what happens, you know, at high noon when the solar panels are really running full tilt. I'm interested in seeing that because, frankly, we were of the belief that we had to put in more panels because we just weren't able to generate as much electricity as the system should have been able to generate. Now it's running, I believe now it's running at its specifications, which is it's now running the way it's supposed to. And we haven't changed anything other than allow more circuit breakers and more charge controlling to process that extra current. But anyway, I wanted to share that with you because I think the sun's rays are stronger because a man's pollution is less. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tornadoes reported and warnings continue in parts of central and northeastern Mississippi. More details are coming out of the 2020 census. The report details there were not enough rooms in many U.S. homes for an effective quarantine for preventing the spread of COVID-19. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Alex Rhodes of the Census Bureau reports there were three limits for isolation.
First is bedrooms and bathrooms. So a substantial number of multi-person homes had a number of bedrooms and bathrooms that can make isolating difficult. The second was amenities. We found a large number of households didn't have a washer and dryer or didn't have a complete kitchen, which may lead to some household members increasing exposure should they need to go out to wash their clothes or get food. And the third was rooms for working from home.
Many households had children in distance learning.
We've had about 84% or 43 million adults with children in their household have seen children's classes moving to distance learning.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A rare bear attack in Colorado has taken the life of a Colorado woman. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Authorities believe a woman was killed by a bear in southwestern Colorado. Her boyfriend found her body on Friday night.
Well, she was walking her dogs, and she did that sometime in the morning.
Jason Clay with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says people should expect bear activity to be picking up. Officials say they observed signs of consumption on the body, and there was bear scat and hair at the scene. A female black bear and two young bears were euthanized. There have been three prior fatal bear attacks in Colorado since 1971.
Grizzly and polar bears are notorious for being the most dangerous. However, the Eurasian brown bear and the American black bear can attack people too. There were 664 bear attacks on people globally between 2000 and 2015. The United States is going to do more to combat COVID-19. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The White House says it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccines globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of those discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccines to India and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile that built up while the company awaits an emergency use authorization from the FDA.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I just went out during the break, and we're now generating over 5,700 watts. Absolute record here. So I think there is something to this class. And you know, maybe on Friday, hour number one, if I'm alone and you want to call in and tell me what your thoughts are, that would be great to know, okay? Dr. Sheely, is there a natural remedy for coughing?
A coughing?
Yes.
I don't know one. I'm sure there may be, but it's not something I've ever actually tried to find, I guess, because I've never had it, and I don't have a patient who comes in with that primary complaint most of the time.
Okay. I was just wondering if there's some natural herb that can be used to reduce coughing. You know, clearing the throat, making phlegm come up a little bit easier, that kind of thing.
I have a feeling. Suddenly something came into my mind. I'm going to look it up quickly. Turpentine.
Mm. Okay. Now, are you talking about the stuff that you use in furniture refinishing?
Yeah. Turpentine. Okay. But there's uses. Turpentine uses the different odorless turpentine, the strong odor. Medical turpentine, treatment for various kinds of health conditions. It can be needed, rubbed on the chest, I knew that, and taken internally. I have a sneaking suspicion that it can help cough, but uses, dosage, contraindications, history, chemistry. Antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, and a parasitic.
You know, that's kind of it's kind of thing that a person wouldn't even think of.
Yeah. Well, I didn't find it here, but I have a sneaking suspicion. And a drop or two of turpentine might help, but I don't know that for sure yet.
Okay. And so you're talking about a medical grade of turpentine rather than going out to the garage. Okay. So, class, don't just, you know, use that old turpentine that you've got, you know, in the basement or in the garage or someplace. You know, make sure that you do your own research and make sure you're comfortable with this before you do anything like this. I was wondering, Dr. Shealy, I wanted to mention this. I was thinking about, over the weekend, I was thinking about our founding fathers. And, you know, they were brilliant. They were brilliant with the use of words. And to write them down, they used a quill, you know, feather shaped with an inkwell. And then eventually there was a progression with technology. We had a pencil, which required sharpening, so you could write for a while, and you have to sharpen it. And then we had a fountain pen with an ink reservoir, which would, you know, let you write a little bit faster. And then we had ballpoint pens, and then a computer, and now we have texting. So we went from eloquent writing when we took our time using the quill, because you'd have to stop, reload it with ink, you know, dip it in the inkwell. And so we wrote more slowly and more deliberately, and we didn't have erasers back when the quill was used. You had to get it right the first time. So you had to think about what you were saying. And I was thinking how technology has progressed. And so we went from, you know, that roughly to the pencil, and then, heck, you could have an eraser and you could make a mistake and undo that mistake. And then we went to fountain pens. You just cross off with your mistake. And, then the ballpoint pen. And now a computer, and we just hit the backspace. And now we have texting, and we don't even use whole words. And I'm wondering if we have lost the ability to think clearly and write cogently, as did our founding fathers, who took the time to get it right the first time.
I think you are correct. We could talk about it all day, but I have a sneaking suspicion that you're startlingly correct.
You know, Dr. Shealy, I asked you over the years, you know, the 10 years that we've been together broadcasting 2 hours a week, you know, how you write. And you just write in longhand, don't you? You write your books longhand.
Well, actually, I used to. I actually have gotten to the stage I now type them.
Okay.
On a computer. Okay. But I do write. I still type them.
Okay. When you wrote them longhand, did you yourself type them or did someone read your...
Then I had a secretary who typed them for me.
Okay.
Since Jody, my longtime secretary, is now retired, the last several years I've learned to type them myself.
Okay. Well, you know, I went to an all-boys school, and back then, you know, typing, that was something that girls did. Okay? And, you know, guys didn't do that. You know, whether it's sexist or not, that's the way it was. And so I never really learned to type. I used, you know, a couple of fingers, you know.
Well, I never learned until, you know, more recently, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm wondering if these articles that I read on the Internet, I wonder if they are so poorly written because the people who wrote them don't really think it through. It's that get it done fast rather than get it done well. And I'm thinking, my son came back from driving that truck, and it's a stick shift. And this is something that truck drivers deal with all the time. I'm talking about, you know, the big rigs. If they're going uphill, you know, they've got an inertia drive. So they've got to go downhill a little faster till they get to the point where they're going back up the hill. And so they use the inertia, the kinetic energy, to help them so they just don't end up crawling up the hill. Well, people in cars with automatic transmissions don't seem to understand what a truck driver goes through. And that's the same thing that our son was going through, is going through some of these hills in Branson, you know, long, long hills. And, you know, people would pull in front of them, and they'd go really slowly, and then they'd hit the gas pedal and take off. Well, with the manual transmission, he'd have to downshift and downshift. And, you know, it's annoying because we are surrounded by idiots who don't understand how to do things. Excuse me?
I said you're being kind.
Well, it's crazy. It's crazy how we have devolved. And, you know, this writing with a quill versus writing with a ballpoint pen versus writing on a computer. We don't even teach how to write in cursive anymore in school. Heck, we don't need no stinking cursive because we've got a keyboard and a mouse. As a matter of fact, you don't even need hardly a keyboard because there are programs you can just talk into a microphone and dictate, and the computer will figure out what in heck you're trying to say. But I think that all in all, the process of thinking clearly, getting our thoughts clearly down on paper, has eroded to the point where people can't even write articles for the media anymore very well. At least that's my thought. Sometimes when I read these articles, I can't figure out which he they're talking about. They're talking about three guys, and they say he, and he, and I don't know which one they're talking about. Now, they probably do, but I don't. And that's the degrading of some of the skills. Dr. Sheila, I was wondering if I did the right thing. During one of the breaks, I ran into the kitchen, I opened the refrigerator, and I was going to get some milk to put in my coffee. But there was a jar of jelly in there. And I was thinking, sugar. Sugar and jelly. Now, did I do the right thing by not having jelly, you know, as a quick snack on maybe?
Yes.
So jelly equals...
Fine. Mm-hmm. A tablespoon of old-fashioned peanut butter would be fine, but jelly, unfortunately, is loaded with sugar.
Right. Okay. So I just wanted to make sure that I did the right thing, and I wanted to share that thought with our class. So here's something that a lot of people are starting to talk about, or more people are starting to talk about. The Pentagon has admitted, yeah, there's some sightings that have been seen, and we don't know what they are, and we'll call them unidentified flying objects. So UFOs, but the government's been teaching us with Project Blue Book that we're all, you know, imagining these things. Dr. Shelley, what are your thoughts about extraterrestrial life? Do you have an opinion?
About what? I meant the word.
Extraterrestrial life. Do you have a feeling, an opinion?
Oh, yeah.
On
according to Zachariah Sitchin, they've been coming around here for at least 300,000 years. And I'm a great fan of Zachariah Sitchin, the 12th planet. He's written 9 or 12 different books on the Anunnaki. And there's no question about it. They built the Great Pyramids, among other things. They taught us civilization. And they're supposed to come back in 2074. They come back every 3,600 years.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? 3,600, not 3,200, and there are 360 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's 360 degrees in a circle. So there must be something.
Their 1 year compared to ours is 3,600 years. instead of 360 days.
Well, I think that there is life outside of our planet. I absolutely believe that. I think, as one of my instructors said, Carl Sagan, he said that we'd be pretty arrogant to think that we were the biggest and the best and the highest form of life in the entire universe. You know, what makes us think that? And then there are people who think that, okay, if we're visited by an extraterrestrial, you know, we got to shoot them and blow them up. You know, get those nuclear weapons out and show them who's boss. Well, if they, that's insanity as far as I'm concerned, because if they can get here and we can't get there, who do we think we are?
And I agree.
And to make matters worse, you know, the military is like, oh, we'll take care of that. We got a few rockets and, you know, we got an arsenal of these nuclear weapons and, you know, we can take care of them. Well, if they can get here and we can't get there, they can vaporize us. So we'd be pretty stupid to not be friendly with them and say, hey, come on, let's give you the tour. We'll show you how.
Sodom and Gomorrah was apparently an atomic bomb by them. According to Dick, that area is still radioactive.
Wow. Fascinating. Well, I was just wondering what your thoughts were. And what are your thoughts about heaven, Dr. Shuley? Do you have an opinion on heaven, you know, the way it's taught in most Christian religions?
I believe that there is some power that we call God. I think that when we become good enough, we may stay it between lives. I know they're angels. I have communication with them. I don't know that I think of a time where we just spend time in paradise, but I basically I believe in the Christ consciousness, and above all, I think God does not interfere in the life of most individuals, if hardly ever, but it's possible. That's the way I look at it. That's a brief summary.
Yeah. Dr. Shuley, medical doctor, and I will be right back for the last segment right after these few commercial announcements.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuler is with us, medical doctor. Class, if you'd like to participate in that past life regression, I'll give you the number again, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221, and call during normal business hours in the Central Time Zone. That's Dr. Shealy's office number in Springfield, New Jersey, 417-351-5221. Dr. Shealy, I'm kind of convinced that the country of Chile does not put fluoride in the water, and I'll tell you why. I was reading an article about this guy, and I saw the images of it on the internet. So, and I'm not exaggerating, class. This is for real. This guy was filling up his car, you know, putting fuel in his car. Now, I'm not sure if it was diesel fuel or gasoline, but he was at the pump, and he has the nozzle, in the fuel tank. He's pumping gas, and all of a sudden, this van pulls up really close to him. I mean, uncomfortably close. Nobody would do this, okay, under normal circumstances. So he looks up, and he sees this van, and he sees a guy jump out of the van. And it looks like he is going to be robbed right then and there while he's putting fuel in the tank. And then another guy jumps out, and a third guy jumps out of the van. So now this guy has three attackers, and he's putting fuel in the tank. So what does he do? Now, this is why I think that they don't have fluoride in water in Chile.
I know what I
he did.
I squirt it with gas.
That's exactly what he did. And
and then throw
and
that gas.
So I don't know if he, I don't know if he threatened him with a Ronson lighter or what, but I think it's brilliant. And so, you know, class, I can't advocate that, but I have a feeling that I would have done the same thing. I wouldn't worry about, you know, the 2 gallons of gasoline that I was spraying on them, but these guys were terrified because one match and they would have been, you know, toasty. And by the way, Dr. Shealy, they used to call the guys, our GIs in World War II, used to call the Sherman tank, they used to call them Ronsons, R-O-N-S-O-N. And the reason they called them Ronsons is because they caught fire a lot. So if they were hit by a German tank round, they would just incinerate and burn up everybody inside the Sherman tank. The Sherman tank was the American tank. It was a cheesy tank. And it was gasoline powered. But they called them Ronsons because there was a lighter that a lot of GIs would buy, and they were made by a company called Ronson. And Ronson's claim was it would light the first time. So they called the tanks Ronsons. And so these guys in this van that attempt to rob this motorist, I think maybe they were thinking about Ronson lighters while they were drenched in gasoline or diesel fuel. And I have a feeling it was gasoline. So good on that guy. And I wanted to share that. So this guy was bright and quick, and he went right to defense. Brilliant defense strategy. And that's why I think they don't have fluoride in the water in Chile, because if they did, it'd be like typical Americans. Uh-oh, what do I do? great choice of tactics. CBD oil, Dr. Shilley, what are your thoughts?
Well, theoretically it's safe, but 99% of them also have THC in them. So if you are at risk of, being checked for marijuana, you could test positive after you've taken regular CBD oil. If you're going to use it, I would insist upon 100% THC free.
Okay. What are your thoughts about deer antler velvet? Done research?
I've done no research, and I'm well aware that I think it's been used as an aphrodisiac, but I don't even know enough, and I'm not chopping it down myself.
Okay. I was just wondering if, through your medical adventures that you'd either read about it, researched it, recommended it, found others that have used it, and consulted with other doctors and found what they thought. Okay, have you noticed that the American food supply? I remember back in the 1950s and 60s, reading that the American food supply is the safest and best in the world. Lately, since the corona panic.
That
right.
is great.
Right. And that's where
propaganda up the kazoo. Our entire food supply is poisoned by Roundup from 75% of all rain in the country having Roundup in it. In my opinion, it is unethical and illegal to call something organic if it was grown outside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Shilley, very quickly, I want to tell you that over the years, I've noticed that, the rain, we had a deluge of rain, we'd see bubbles in the creeks. And I'm thinking, where did this come from? I drove all around. It's all over the area. Well, I saw bubbles coming out of our downspouts. So it's not like we're putting detergent on our roof. It's coming from overhead. It really was. So I just wanted to share that with you, Dr. Shilley. And this thing about Roundup in the rain, absolutely. There's no question that it's not in the food and in the rain. Thank you so much, Dr. Shilley.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.